But that wasn't the end of the story. After that, George Washington asked John to be his vice president. He served for 2 terms, but you might be surprised that he really didn't like that job. He really wanted to be president. He was elected in 1789, and his vice president was Thomas Jefferson. While he was president, England and France were at war. They wanted the U.S. to help, but John Adams said no because he didn't want them in a bigger fight. After his presidency was over, he didn't want to be politic anymore. But does it surprise you that his son, John Quincy Adams, also became president? We'll learn more about that in another chapter.